When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started, and many people know the last names of some of those involved, the Hatfields and the McCoys. Their story is next on the American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started.
There's actually federal troops brought into eastern Kentucky right after the war, after everybody else is at peace, trying to settle down the inhabitants up here who were still fighting.
As Reed Potter Jr. explains, some of those still fighting were two families, the Hatfields and the McCoys.
So the Hatfields are led by Devil Ants Hatfield, who had been regular army for the South, but he deserts, comes back home, and forms a Southern Home Guard.
So why did the feud between the Hatfields and McCoys become such big news? Reed says that although it was a fight between two families, it was also a conflict between states.
It was because it was between the two states. Devil Ants is located in West Virginia. Most of his followers are in West Virginia when the war ends. And the McCoys and their allies, they're in Kentucky.
But to make matters more confusing, there were members of the Hatfields who were supporters of the McCoys and were in law enforcement. Conversely, you could find some folks with the last name McCoy who backed the Hatfields. So what began the feud? People point to many events. Some say it was a pro-Confederate group backed by the Hatfields who killed a McCoy who fought for the North in 1865. Perhaps most interesting was an 1880s romance.
Devil Ants' son hooks up with Randolph McCoy's daughter, who's a beautiful woman. They have this secret romance. She ends up pregnant, and her dad runs her off and says, "You're not a real McCoy anymore."
Which originates the phrase, "real McCoy," not to mention the game show Family Feud, the title which harkens to the conflict. The conclusion of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Pikeville, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.